In our previous discussions, we explored the foundational principles of traditional family values and the biblical foundation of marriage. We examined how the neglect of these values has led to societal decline and the critical importance of marriage as a divine institution established by God. This week, we delve deeper into how biblical marriage contributes to human happiness, fulfilling our need for companionship, intimacy, and a profound spiritual connection. Companionship and intimacy, as we discussed in part 1, the traditional family, as designed by God, is foundational to a healthy and loving environment. This week, we continue by exploring how marriage specifically addresses the human need for companionship and intimacy. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22 states, "He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord." This verse emphasizes the value of a marital relationship, suggesting that finding a spouse is a blessing that brings goodness and favor from God. The companionship and intimacy found in marriage are seen as divine gifts that contribute to human happiness. Marriage is designed to provide a unique form of companionship. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, as referenced in part 2, God acknowledges that it is not good for the man to be alone. "I will make a helper suitable for him." This verse underscores the importance of companionship, as God created Eve to be a partner for Adam, illustrating that humans are not meant to live in isolation. Instead, they thrive in relationships where they can share their lives, experiences, and emotions. From a secular perspective, research supports the idea that marriage contributes significantly to human happiness. Studies have shown that married individuals generally report higher levels of life satisfaction and well-being compared to their unmarried counterparts. A study by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that marriage is correlated with higher levels of subjective well-being and lower levels of depression, Stutzer and Frey, 2006. This research highlights the psychological benefits of having a committed partner who provides emotional support, understanding, and companionship. You can read more about this study and access the full paper here. NBER, please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Human need for affection and deep relationships. Affection and deep relationships are fundamental to human well-being. Marriage offers a unique context for the expression of these needs. The love and affection shared between spouses create a bond that fosters emotional security and happiness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 instructs husbands to love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. This profound love is characterized by selflessness, commitment, and sacrifice. Such love within a marriage creates a nurturing environment where both partners feel valued and cherished. This deep emotional connection is essential for human happiness, as it fulfills the innate need for love and affection. Secular studies also underscore the importance of deep relationships in achieving happiness. The Harvard Study of Adult Development, one of the longest-running studies on human happiness, found that good relationships keep us happier and healthier. According to the study's director, Robert Waldinger, people who are more socially connected to family, friends, and community are happier, physically healthier, and live longer than people who are less well connected, Waldinger, 2015. Marriage, as a deep and committed relationship, plays a crucial role in this social connectivity, thereby enhancing overall happiness. More details about this study can be found on the Harvard Study of Adult Development website. The mystical bond in marriage. The bond in marriage goes beyond companionship and affection. It is a mystical and spiritual union. This concept is beautifully illustrated in the Bible, particularly in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 31 to 32, which states, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. The unity in marriage reflects the deep, spiritual connection between Christ and the church, indicating that marriage is more than just a social contract. It is a divine institution that binds two souls together. This mystical bond is often referred to as the oneness in marriage, where two individuals become one entity in a profound spiritual and emotional sense. This concept of oneness enhances the sense of belonging and unity, contributing significantly to human happiness. Secular perspectives also recognize the unique bond in marriage. Psychologist Dr. John Gottman, known for his work on marital stability, identifies shared meaning as a critical factor in successful marriages. He explains that couples who cultivate a sense of shared purpose and understanding experience deeper connections and greater satisfaction in their relationships, Gottman and Silver, 1999. This shared meaning and connection align with the biblical notion of becoming one flesh, highlighting the unique bond that marriage creates. For further reading on Dr. Gottman's work, you can visit his official website. Conclusion: marriage plays an essential role in human happiness by providing companionship, intimacy, and a profound sense of connection. Both scripture and secular research support the idea that marriage fulfills deep human needs for affection, deep relationships, and a mystical bond. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, and Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25, 31-32 underscore the biblical foundation of marriage as a source of goodness, companionship, and divine unity. Secular studies affirm that married individuals generally experience higher levels of life satisfaction, emotional support, and psychological well-being. As we continue this series, let us reflect on the significant role of marriage in enhancing human happiness and promoting a fulfilling life. By adhering to the biblical principles of marriage discussed in Part 2 and recognizing the broader impact of traditional family values highlighted in Part 1, we can work towards a society that truly reflects God's love and purpose.